Sheeliff.
I'm Uncle Buck, and this is the Dads on the Air segment, and once again, welcome Mike and Stapo.
Good morning, John.
Thank you. It's a nice spring day here in Sydney.
It's the 14th of November, 2005.
All sorts of activity been going on around here. We've had the world's largest plane arrive in Sydney overnight. It's in Melbourne today, Brisbane tomorrow.
Largest passenger plane.
The largest passenger, commercial passenger plane. There's a the government's announced it's a shake-up in child support. We're going to have Melinda Paul from the website I Don't later on in the morning in about 10 minutes' time. She's a great person. She's a very interesting story how she started this website. She basically, she went out with a couple of separated blokes and worked out they had a whole lot of grievances and unresolved issues, and she decided to set up this website I Don't. Got some great coverage in the Sydney Morning Herald Finance section last weekend, and you know, she's really trying to make a go of it. And
have you been on the website? Have you been on the website at all?
Yeah.
I've been on there.
Are you
registered?
She's a wonderful person. We'll be talking to her shortly. First up, as you know, there's been a whole introduction of anti-terror laws into Australia, just as in Britain and the US, for those who are listening to us overseas, as many people do, off our website, www.dadsontheair.com. This is from The Age and was written by Fergus Scheel, a law reporter there, and AAP, the Australian Associated Press. The proposed anti-terror laws have nothing to do with justice, according to former Family Court Chief Justice Alastair Nicholson. I think, guys, would you say it was fair to say that Alastair Nicholson was the single most hated judicial figure in Australian history? Do you think that's fair?
Let's test the
new sedition laws.
I can't think of a more despised judicial officer.
No, nor can I.
Neither
I was thinking Samuel Marsden, the flogging parson, but he wasn't a judge. He was a really hated figure in the early colonial days, particularly in this area where he was very...
Is that Marsden Lawyers, is it?
Oh, we're related, yes, but we're not...
I'm not meant to say that.
Actually, he had quite a good reputation. In family law, they'll get you what you want, is there.
Having said that he was probably the most hated judicial figure in Australia, doesn't necessarily mean that it's justified, or all of it's justified.
He has said, Nicholson, in a strong attack on the anti-terror bills, he's now a professor, he's gone off to, stop laughing, to Melbourne University, criminology.
To learn law.
And he's suddenly become a professor in what?
Professor in criminology, which some people would think.
Don't you have to do something to become a professor?
You have to be a beloved mate of the left for all your entire professional career.
Okay, so you don't have to actually do anything other than know the right people.
Well.
And perhaps drink a bit. Whoops, who said that?
Let's not be seditious here. In a strong attack on the anti-terror bill, Professor Nicholson said, "What we are discussing today is a very good example of very bad law, and one of the reasons why this is so is because these laws have no relationship with justice, but rather with a perceived fear of the unknown that has been used to frighten the populace into thinking that they are necessary."
Nothing like family law, then.
A couple of people have made this point that not only did Nicholson leave the family court with its reputation in absolute ruins, but it was a dysfunctional and discredited mess as he departed, many people would believe. He described this new legislation, this is the anti-terror legislation, which is very strong anti-terror legislation, as the greatest attack upon individual liberties and freedom ever perpetrated by an Australian government.
I totally agree. I mean, I think it's disgusting what they're doing.
The terror laws.
Basically, they can just go around and shoot anybody now and just quote terror.
You're a pom, what would you know?
Pardon? Well, I'm used to a state where, you know, the cops don't go around with guns and things like that.
Yeah, they're a bunch of Nancy boys over there, aren't they? They don't even carry pistols in England. It's prophetic, isn't it, Uncle Buck?
It is, yeah.
Don't you think they should be able to barge in and whoever they don't agree with, they should be able to arrest?
Well, I think the two key words are force and violence in the legislation.
So do you think that fathers had their kids forcibly and violently removed from them for nearly 30 years now by the court? Is that what you're saying?
I think that if they're authorised to do it and they've authorised the legislation and the officers under the Constitution to act as officers, it means they're irresponsible to look after their own family. And I can't see a problem with it. And violence is not the way to go. Remember, I'm a pacifist, John. I'm a God-fearing, Jesus-loving Christian.
So who are you saying
you are
gone?
A fundamentally radical Christian, and Christian ideology at its most pure is an extremely radical ideology. That's you.
So be it.
Hey, we're going to have an argument here. Hey, get down. No violence.
At a Melbourne University conference, the beloved Alistair Nicholson said judges might refuse to hear cases under the laws. This is a man who never spoke up about the appalling state of family law. He said the drafters of the bill must have considered this as the bill allowed a judge to approve a control order. And one of the frightening things about this legislation is that the family court is one of the courts that can make these restraining orders, that can make these orders in regard to terrorist suspects. They can issue orders, basically having you with those ID monocle things, you know, that you have. You can't go outside your house and all this sort of stuff.
That's if you are subject to
false allegations.
The legislation. If you're under the Constitution as a person, and that you have waived your right to be a God-fearing Christian, then, you can't...
As I said, very radical idea.
Yeah, but your right is waived without you actually really knowing that your right is waived.
Well, ignorance is no excuse, and it never has been.
I'm sorry, but...
And if you can't conduct yourself with love and with a serving heart, and you want to take and you want to act with violence or force and force your opinions and your policies and your law upon other people, then you deserve to be dealt with.
So you're saying all Mormons who come round knocking on your door should be locked up for knocking on your door?
No, that's
because they're trying to force their opinion.
No, you can't force that opinion on me. They're entitled to walk up to your front path, up to your door, and knock because you've invited them.
No. You haven't invited them.
Of course you have, it's common sense.
If they knock on your door, you haven't invited them. Only if you open the door and don't tell them to go away, then it's an invite.
This is the problem. You've got to understand the law and what you're talking about.
Boys.
You don't want them to come up to your front door and knock, then you put a big gate at the front with a big sign saying, keep out.
Well, these are the words of Professor Nicholson. You may salute now. Hail, Nicholson.
Caesar.
How many children do you think he ripped off their dads? How much harm do you think he did in one professional career?
Millions.
A lot. The problem about this is the words of Professor Nicholson, this is that if a judge is not sitting in a judicial capacity, then he or she is not sitting as a judge at all.
He's sitting as a ministerial officer.
So-called judicial review is illusory. I, for one, would not have any part of such a process. Now, Melbourne University Honorary Professor of Law, he retired last year after 16 years as Chief Justice of the Family Court, and before that served 6 years as a judge of the Supreme Court of Victoria. He was a Labor crony, and he was going to run for... he did run a couple of times for a seat in Victoria. Failed politician who was very cosy with the Hawke government who appointed him. Or so it would appear. In hindsight, the bill has entered Parliament and is not expected to pass until towards the end of the month. Professor Nicholson said the secrecy surrounding the process was totally at odds with the traditional notion that justice should be public and accountable. This is the man that ran a secret court, the family court. He said the premiers had agreed to some of the most draconian laws they were proposed and without considering the possibility they might be unconstitutional. Mr Howard, that's our Prime Minister here in Oz, said apparently did have the advice for this effect from Henry Burmester QC that he chose to ignore and not to disclose to the public or the premiers. Well, as you can imagine, the words from on high of Nicholson have caused some fair amount of backlash. This is just one letter that was published by Newsnet.
But Nicholson got it absolutely right there. His comment, the problem about this is that if a judge is not sitting in a judicial capacity, then he or she is not sitting as a judge at all. And the proposal for so-called judicial review is illusory. He's actually telling everyone that it has to be a judicial proceeding before they can use their judicial power. They're not acting as ministerial in the ministerial capacity, an administrative capacity.
We're going to come back and discuss the finer points of Professor, formerly Chief Justice, Nicholson's fine words. Here's just one response from one reader. I am speechless, former Chief Justice Alistair Nicholson enters the fray over the injustice of proposed anti-terrorism laws. This is the same man who presided over an often dysfunctional family court system. His judges could not live up to the family court's own judicial standards that require a judgment in 90 days. Is it okay to detain someone in the family court system for years and not detain terrorists who threaten life and limb? Nicholson's time could be better spent campaigning for judicial standards. And our normally somewhat humorless Attorney General Philip Ruddock has been very humorous on the subject of Nicholson's entry into the fray of terror laws. We'll come back.
Phil,
shortly, we're going to be talking with Melinda Paul, and we might come back and look at some more of the great words of Professor Nicholson later in the show.
Let's slide up with Rubber Bullets and 10cc.
Now we've got Melinda Paul. She's on from the new website www.idont.com. It's got a .au on the end, Melinda?
It does, yes.
Oh, great site. You've done a great job. Very welcome to Dad's on the Air.
Thank you.
Now, look, how did it all begin? We explained a little bit when we opened the show that we'd be having you on and that there was a new website, basically, for singletons, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was a bit of press we got last week, that good old word singleton. But, look, I really noticed last year when I'd come back from overseas working in a totally different industry that I started dating a couple of guys who were separated or in divorced situations, and they were going through hell.
They don't they?
They're the lucky ones.
You know, about a year earlier, I'd had a friend of mine who had gone through a pretty bad experience, and he had, you know, tried to take his own life because he just, you know, he thought that, you know, he'd already failed and the child wasn't born. Do you know what I mean?
I think this is a way in which a lot of women are starting to realise the sort of consequences of some of the actions against men, that it really wrecks their lives. And
yeah, well, I mean, it's both people are very badly affected, you know. But we really set up the business noticing that there was nowhere on the internet that brought together all the services that people need when they're going through this time. So it's not just about the legal aspects of it, but it's about mediation and counselling services and all the different financial elements, all the different parenting elements of it, you know?
We should probably make clear, this is, it's for men and women.
It certainly is.
No, but it's very male-friendly from what we can tell.
It certainly is. You know, the idea behind it is try to take the gender out of it and put it in perspective that where people going through a really tough time, it's a transition through life, and you can put any kind of addition to that transition that you like. It can be a good transition, it can be a difficult transition, it can be an emotionally draining transition, but the ultimately there is a step out of it as well. There is life beyond it, and it's about educating yourself and having access to the right kinds of information so that you can make the decisions that are the right decisions for you and your family, you know. Decisions that aren't purely emotional, decisions that really benefit the ongoing state of your children and your ex-partner as well, because no one wants to deliberately go out and hurt people. You know, we might feel like that's the case at the time, but once you take the emotional aspect out, you know, you can get on with your life. And this is just an information resource to help people.
We're fairly staunch advocates here, I guess, of shared parenting, of cooperative behaviour after divorce, which we don't believe is encouraged by the current systems. Is that something you buy into? Or?
To be perfectly honest, I try not to have an opinion either way.
Right.
I don't think it's healthy for me to. What I do is a commercial business.
Yep.
We do sell advertising space on the site.
Right.
And I think that it's very positive that we are commercial in the sense that we're able to bring this together. A not-for-profit organisation or a community-based service probably couldn't do what we do in the sense that, you know, devote or bring all those services together in this way.
No, I'm intrigued. Uncle Buck's got the website up just at the moment, and I wondered, Uncle Buck, could you just go through some of the advertising? Because this is a subject that's intrigued us as well, how to make money out of this program, for instance, how to attract advertising. And it's an issue, I think, that you know, attracts to a lot of the community organisations around the country. So, Uncle Buck.
Yeah, Melinda, i-don't.com.au, that's the website, the web address, and there's a fair bit of material up here, the Get Organised section.
Yeah. We've broken the business up into, or the website up into four categories, four areas.
Yep.
One is the directory, which is the listings. At the moment, it's by state, but we're launching a new site in a couple of weeks, and it'll be by postcode. So you'll be able to search by category and by postcode, and there are about 15 different categories there, services that you need. Then there's other information aspects of the site. One is the Get Organised section, and that's going to be called Get Prepared under the new section of the site, because we've realised you can't really get organised for this type of thing, but you can get as prepared as you can get. And that really relates to getting informed through government websites, community-based links, stuff like that.
I think a lot of, just on that subject, a lot of, it just strikes us, and certainly from various conferences we've been to and so on, that the women tend to be a lot better prepared than the men for separation. They tend to often be the one that's initiating it. They've already talked to all the friends, girlfriends, and been out for morning tea and discussed all the various options, and the blokes tend to just get up and go to work and are completely blind to what's happening. Is that something?
Well, some of the areas that you've got there, just taking up the point that John said, Melinda, is that you've got the sites for kids only, helpful links for children, emotional women, emotional men sites, 50 plus, dating and relationship, social activity websites. So you've really got to, and as well as the practical sites for legal and financial.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many aspects to it, and it's a cycle. You know, someone's going to come to the site who is ready to enter into a new relationship, and they're not going to know what to do. Or how to approach the situation, or how to ask a lady out again, you know, after being in a relationship for 15 years. And that person's at a very different standpoint as to a gentleman who may be at the initial stages of a divorce, that, you know, he and his wife have separated. What does he do, you know? So people are using the site for their own purposes, each for their unique ways.
So you've got the divorce directory, you've got the Get Organised section, the other two sections, articles?
Articles, that's where industry experts and businesses on our directory can write us articles that are relevant on particular topic areas. There's a good one in there under the parenting section. There's one of our advertisers in Victoria, Leonie Brazier from, I think it's Yarra Legal. She's written a couple of fantastic articles.
That's the contact changeovers?
About, yes, parenting, that type of thing, you know. And they're really practical elements of it. And it shows you as well that, you know, the lawyers aren't in it just to make a buck. They, you know, a lot of the lawyers, they really want to help as well. You know, they want to be able to be seen in society as providing services and information that adds value, not just, you know, taking people's money, which I think a lot of people can feel is the case. So we're really helping bridge the gap between a lot of professional services who provide quality to the divorce sector and a lot of people who are out there and they need information and they need to feel like they're not alone, like they can be empowered through by knowing certain types of information to pick and choose from, you know, who can help them.
Yeah, and there's certainly a good array of, just to gloss over some of the topics here in the article section, you've got information on legal aspects, growing, there's a growing selection of articles there. Industry news, parenting, superannuation, which is a new one, healthy living, dispute resolution, re-entering the workforce, insurance, getting finance, travel and experiences, maintaining friendships, financial property.
In the travel and experiences, there's a lady there who's a journalist, and she wrote us an article when I first launched about she'd gone through a separation and she went travelling for a while and how that really helped clear her mind and get her into perspective, you know, and she wrote us an article on it. I mean,
that's Catherine Payne's article, yeah. A post-divorce travel experience.
Exactly, and then there was another section there you mentioned, dispute resolutions, and mediation plays such an important part in this. And I think, but you need to know how mediation is going to help. And we're certainly hoping to. I don't, and the technology that we're using and the content that we've got is hoping to work in with the new federal family relationship centres that are being set up. I've had a meeting with the Attorney General and that went very well, and we're hoping that, you know, this is a way that we could possibly work together with those new centres that are really focused on bringing families, you know, stopping the dispute side and really helping families get on with their lives, you know, whether it's together or it's, you know, more of a, I guess, a separated family scenario.
And you've also got another section, discussion forums.
Yes, and that's very important. You'll see that we don't know necessarily what the rates of men and women are there, but there are a lot of men who are positioned as men in the directory basically just, you know, come out and been really honest about their situations. There's a lot in the relationships area. If you have a look at that section, that's been one of the most popular ones, and the financial aspects. Women are very vocal in the financial side of things, and the men are certainly in the relationship angle. So I think there are a lot of men that would like to, get back out there, don't necessarily know what the first step is, and maybe need a little bit of coaching, a little bit of help along the way, and to really bring them out of their shells again after they've gone through a separation. Would I be correct in saying that, do you think?
Yeah. I'm actually one of the contributors to the forums.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
I didn't know that, Mike.
No. And I try actually keeping a non-biased or gender-biased point of view, if I can, on there.
I'm trying to build up those forums because, you know, we're still very much a growing little business, and we haven't reached our peak yet, but when we do, those forums will be very active. You know, we'll need some good moderators in there, and I'm hoping to, I guess, create a few alliances with different kinds of men's groups and moderator groups and discussion forums around the country and really build those up.
No, we noticed you've got a link to our site, dadsontheair.com, so we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Don't know if you've got Michael Green's, have you, the mediation service, Michael Green?
Have
you?
I have. Look, I spoke to Michael. I wanted Michael to advertise with me.
Yeah.
And he and his business partner, that was when I was first started,
Trevor,
and they said
yeah.
no. I think that he's got a very solid reputation, and I think he wanted to see what I was going to do first and, you know,
right.
how successful I could be. But I'm ready to go back to him in the next couple of months and see if he'll join me now.
Right. So it is feasible, this, for to work. For instance, on our site, we run Google advertising on ours, which doesn't make a fortune but sort of covers the costs of hosting the site. So it's self-perpetuating in that way. How difficult has it been to attract advertisers?
It's been tough. Because even though online advertising is a growing medium and it's getting a lot of attention in Australia, it's still something that people are a little bit dubious about. It's a startup.com company. It's a very new brand. It's not like we're starting something that someone else has already, you know, we're building on something that someone else has already started. So we're really starting something from scratch. So those things combined, I think, make people a little bit dubious about joining us. But once they do join, they can see that we're doing so much, you know, to give them value for their money and to really make sure that their investment is well looked after. So I think it's tough, but I think PR certainly helps, and we're still making money, you know. We're certainly, you know, positive in that regard. It's just a matter of time, I think, and really being out there for long enough. You know, 7 months is, we're still a young business. And we'll be young for a few more years, you know.
Yeah, I just noticed you told the... this was in the finance section, wasn't it? One-stop shop for would-be singletons. Excellent article in Friday's Sydney Morning Herald, and you told them it's tough going, getting advertising when you're relatively new. I have to hit the phones, do cold calling, a lot of networking. I wish every family lawyer... And even had a meeting with the Attorney General the first time. People hear of us, they tend to forget it. It takes time. I think that's really the time thing is one of the major things. I mean, we've become the leading fathers program in Australia simply because we kept on going, you know, for the last 5 years, not for any other reason. I mean, we've had the Attorney General on the Chief
Justice. It was cathartic too.
We're talking with Melinda Paul from the new website, www.idont.com.au. A brand new, not quite brand new, but brand new website catering for men and women going through separation and all the subsequent stages. We'll be back in a moment. Someone who hasn't been wasting their time is Melinda Poole, who's very industriously set up www.idont.com.au. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, do men and women deal with separation differently?
Most definitely. What was the old, men are from Mars, women are from Venus? I think we approach most things in life very differently.
I think that's true.
And I think that we approach our access to information and how we gather our information very differently. I think women, I know from my own experience, you know, if I want to know something or if I have an issue, I'll get on the blower and have a chat to a girlfriend and have it over the coffee, you know.
Yeah.
But I know that... The men do things very differently. They tend to hold it in, and they want to go searching for information, and they might see if they can help themselves, you know.
That's what got them into trouble in the first place, helping themselves.
And possibly just, you know, not deal with it as effectively or just act as though it's not there, which which can have more dangerous long-term effects and means they probably don't get over things as easily or, you know, don't get on with their lives as effectively.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true from our observations. A lot of them just crawl under a rock. They feel complete failures. Their whole world's fallen apart. Often one of the problems, I think, is men tend to let their women folk organise their social life. So when it all falls apart, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, but they like it when that's done. And I
yes.
I mean, I've got a very dear friend of mine who went through, a divorce about 18 months ago. And he said that his divorce has brought out a side of him and his ability to get on with his daughters that he wouldn't have had otherwise. Because he had such a high-powered job and he was working so hard and his wife was very much the carer of the children that he wouldn't do all the little things like cook the meals and stuff like that. So now he's got the opportunity to do those things, and that means that he's able to nurture his girls through his teenage years in a way that he probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to do. So I think that, there are, as difficult as it might sound, there are a lot of positives as well in a different life transition, but you have to go looking for them, and it's anything in life, you have to make the best out of your situation.
Yeah.
And I think that, if you're able to do that, if you're able to, put a smiley face onto a negative situation, then you can benefit. Everyone can benefit, no matter what the case is. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I do think the blokes get handed a pretty raw deal a lot of the time. See your kids once every second week if you're lucky, and pay a fortune for the privilege.
They call that the daddy pack every second weekend and half school holidays.
It's tough.
That's really tough, and it's really not in the best interest of kids, and it's really just one of the great disgraces of the Howard government's failure to reform this arena. But anyway, that's our bandwagon.
Yes, I'm amazed at how many women actually have a particular bent for astrology, and astronomy rather, and men aren't only from Mars. My wife told me I was three planets further west. So, good on her. God love her.
Yes. Okay. So, how do you expect that men and women will use your site separately, differently?
I mean, at this stage, I don't really know. But with the new site that's launching, we're going to be able to gather a lot more information about the people who are using our site, offering them a lot more, and they're going to be giving us some details about themselves and their situation. So I have a feeling that men are jumping onto the site and they're using it to read up on a lot of things. They're not just using the directory, which is the most important part, but I think that they're looking at the articles. They're looking on what people are saying in the discussion forums.
And it's safe, isn't it, to do it from a library or your own computer?
Of course. It's yours. You own it. You own the time when you go there, and it's an information, and it's free. It's not like, you have to hand over any details to use the site, It's your opportunity to help yourself through it. I think women jump on there for a purpose, probably a more shorter-term purpose, and then maybe use it as a starting point for conversation with their girlfriends or something like that. But it's an interesting point, and I think that we've got two very, very good new services that are launching in December from the site, and something that might be of interest to your listeners.
Yeah.
One of them is an offline connection meeting, and it's a meeting for people in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, the first one we're launching in Darlinghurst on the 1st of December. And it's an opportunity for people to come together in a really warm, relaxed, but professional cafe-style environment in the evening and meet different service professionals who can help them. It's a free evening. We'll put on some nibblies and drinks. And there's going to be a family lawyer there, a counsellor, a mediator, a life coach, and an image consultant. We're not deliberately not coming from too much of a legal aspect or too much from a finance aspect. We're coming from the emotional and the social side. And really, these people are going to be there. They're going to be having a small little presentation each talking about their services. And, the public, if they're interested, are going to be able to come along, meet other people.
That's on the 1st of December.
It's on the 1st of December. So,
and where is that, or how do people find out about it?
You jump onto idont.com.au and register, and it's on the front page of the site, and it's limited. We're only limited to, we're not going to have too many people there because we really want to make it, very special, and I really make it work. And then we're going to be setting these types of connection meetings up around the country so that they can be in people's local areas. And I think that's going to be really effective. We're feeling very positive about that, and we expect there to be a mix of both men and women at those.
Right. Sounds good. How much does that cost?
It's free.
You can advertise it on our site as well if you send us the material. That sounds great.
Okay.
And you're going to do that right around the country.
It's already up there.
That we will. That we'll get all of our advertisers, working with us, setting up these connection meetings in their local areas. You know, and I'm excited about doing one up in Newcastle. I think that Newcastle is very much a market for us. I want to do one out in the western suburbs of Sydney, Melbourne. I mean, there's so much to do, but I can see that there's huge potential. You know, the other thing that we're doing is we're running our first online seminar, and that's called a webinar, and that's going to be on family law issues. Family law issues.
Divorce settlement? Settlement without pain.
You must admit, I went into that to try looking for that.
So
that's on the 8th of December at 12:30 in the afternoon.
It is. You need to register on the site for that, and again, numbers are limited, but you'll be able to sit in front of your computer, and you'll be able to hear a seminar from an industry expert, and there's some very valuable information there, and he's, you know, Nick's got 25 years experience in family law, so he knows what he's talking about, and that's just another way that we're trying to use technology to connect people with information about them.
And what's he arguing? Nick, who is he?
Nick from Bulson Schmidt. He's a family lawyer. He's based in Sydney, and he's been doing family law work for the last 25 years. But jump onto the site and have a read of them. They're advertising on the site as well. Mm. And you can just... They've also written us a couple of articles, so it's worthwhile. I mean, there's lots of good quality information there, and all you've got to do is register. Mm. Register on the site, and it's for free, and you just secure your place, and then you come back at that time, and I think it'll go for about an hour. There's going to be a couple of them, but the first one's on the 8th of December.
Because as you've probably noticed, there's a lot of hostility between men and lawyers, basically. Particularly men who've survived the family court who are very sceptical of lawyers altogether, I think. Mm. But, what other services can people access through your site? Say you're just a bewildered bloke who's your wife left last week, you don't want to go to the pub and confess that your whole, that you're a failure, your wife left you, and you're not going to talk to those people at work, and you're basically not going to talk to anyone because you're a bloke. So what do you do? Get on the site and what?
Having a look at the directory, the divorce directory, select a service. The categories that you said there was about 15, some of those categories are quite interesting. For instance, the private investigators.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting concept to have up there, because most people would have thought that prior to the 1975 amendments, 30 years ago, the private investigators were really running the divorce industry, catching people out doing all sorts of things that they shouldn't be doing when they were married. But there is still a need for private investigators.
There is. Family lawyers use private investigators a lot. And there are a range of different reasons why you would use a private investigator as well. And the private investigators on our side have been around doing it for a very long time, and some of the industry's best. So it's definitely a needed thing. But you need to know why you need them as well. So that's why we get the industry, these experts, to write us articles so that people can read it, think of, oh, okay, yeah, that's my scenario, how would I use that industry professional? Instead of a lawyer working that out for you and charging you $400 an hour, you're able to jump onto the site and say, yes, I do know what I need, I don't know what I need, and when the lawyer suggests it to you, you'll be able to come from a position of strength because you have the information behind you.
Same, and also cosmetic surgery and weight and fitness categories. Yeah.
That's what I need.
Curves Fitness. I mean, they're very focused on women over the age of 40, 45. And we're trying, I'm trying to get more of an exercise, a men's exercise professional service onto the site as well. But I tell you what is interesting. One of our advertisers in Victoria, which is the Men's Workshop, they've had absolutely superb result from our site, which just goes to show that men are certainly using our site. The Men's Workshop is a counselling service based down in Victoria, and they do specialist counselling for men who are going through all different stages of grief or emotional difficulty or whatever it might be. And they specifically specialise it, and that's Andrew Hacker. And he's written us some fantastic articles about self-image, about dealing with the initial processes of grief. Exactly when you said just then, what do? You don't want to talk to your mates, you don't want to do anything, but you feel like, your heart's pumping 100 miles an hour, and how on earth are you going to get through the next couple of days? Because you've got nowhere to vent how you're feeling. Maybe you can vent it just by reading information that could help you, make you realise, I guess, that you're not alone. And We have some great articles on the site for men like that.
We're talking with Melinda Poole. She is the founder and creator of www.idont.com.au, an excellent new website. We'll be back in a moment.
It's Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go, and this is Dads on the Air.
And we're talking with Melinda Poole from the new website www.dadsontheair.com.au.
Well, no, Melinda, no, John, I don't.
What did I say?
You said Dads on the Air. You're giving yourself a free plug again.
That'll be right. Yeah. www.idont.com.au. Can't complain about the plug we're giving you, mate. So, Melinda, you've never been divorced. What would you know?
Oh. Well, I know, well, probably not much, really. I can see your point. I think...
Promoted you or propelled you to... Well, it's a great site. I mean, it's a very useful site. And as we're saying, it's male-friendly, which we, of course, really like. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure it's women-friendly too. But
I've certainly, you know, I guess dated a lot of guys. And I guess the kind of person that people can feel that they can kind of open up to. And I've had a couple of blokes, you know, be really emotionally honest with me and where they're at. And I get really, I get a bit, you know, I can really feel that pain, you know. And I thought, if men are going through this, then, you know, God, women have to be going through it as well. And there must be a huge gap, a resource gap out there. It must be a huge resource gap, you know. And because if they can't, they don't know where to turn. I mean, in this day and age, you know, we've got so many solutions for so many things. And so many people are going through this horrible time and they're all feeling alone and isolated. It just doesn't make any sense, you know.
Mm.
So there was definitely an obvious need there. And I wouldn't say that I have an emotional connection to this business, but I can say that I can certainly empathise with where people are coming from, and I would never want to go through it myself. But I can certainly see a lot of value in dating a divorced man. I can see that, you know, there's a massive learning curve that two people go through when they go through their first marriage.
Yeah.
And that someone can come out the other end a lot more knowledgeable and hopefully, you know, not tainted by the experience, but having grown from it.
Look, you're not a real woman until you've been with a divorced man.
Oh, really?
We could set up the divorced blokes dating agency, couldn't we?
That's
tried and true.
I mean,
I was going to ask whether you
a dating service in March, which will be divorcee based.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask
that. Identified that there is very much that people who go through this time, you know, really just they get a lot of connection from other people who have gone through it, and I can certainly see that. I think that, you know, at my age, I guess I'm getting a bit older, 32, and I'm single, so, you know, I'm open to dating a divorced man, but I think that a lot of women out there probably aren't. But if they've been through a divorce, they probably are. So women in their 20s who are single probably are not your market, but I think anyone else out there would have to be open to, you know.
You've John and Uncle Buck here running out of the room to try finding out where you are.
We just wish we were 32, dear. You've got nothing to worry about.
My IQ's 32.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
That was Stapo.
Yeah. I've got a little suggestion. You talk about men and women, but how about actually adding something for the kids on your site?
Definitely, and we're looking into that. I think I don't know how we do that. I don't know if kids would be a separate thing.
I think it's separate too. You don't need kids mixed up with the whole...
I think there's an educational process for kids, but I think that it can probably come through a kid's portal. You can disguise very valuable information about these life experiences through fun. For example, Dr. Seuss, there's a wonderful book that I give to all of my friends who are having children. It's called All the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, it's a good book.
And it's wonderful. It talks about life's ups and downs, and you think you're on a high, you're soaring to the sky, and next thing you know, you're down, but you've got to pick yourself back up again. And you know, I think that that's the way you really directionalize information to children. And it's not coming through something as blatant and obvious as a divorce directory. I think it comes through kids' sites, like KidsNet.
Right.
Well, there's some excellent information there for children on that site, and that guy's done a very good job. There's some good information for divorce-related content for kids there.
Right. Now, just back before we sign off, because we're running out of time, I'll just come back to the initial question, really, which was men and women deal, from our experience, with separation completely differently, and how best, I mean, I know there's a lot of services on the site for women, but for blokes, how do you expect them to use the site, and what can they get out of it?
I have no expectations. I don't know. All I can do is really sit back and take the material that I get and see how people do use the site and get and really use the constructive feedback that I get to change things and make it better for men and for women. I think that men are going to come on there and they're going to, you know, I don't know. We're 7 months in. I mean, you know, it's a learning curve for me, and it's something that, you know, I could work with you as well. You know, I mean, how do people use your site when they come on? You know, are they listening to your radio more often, or are they coming on using your discussion forums? This is all a learning curve for us as well.
This
is an opportunity to cover both men and women equally.
Well, the short-term accommodation site should be an explosion of responses for that.
Mm.
I mean, there's some real needs there.
Yeah, there are some
particularly
definite needs.
With blokes with AVOs particularly AVOs that have been kicked out of their house.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, as I said, even though there is information for men and for women, we're trying hard to take the gender side out of it and to really make it a divorce centre for people who are going through this time. And I think if we do that, we don't become biased and we stay attuned with what is not only commercially sensible, but what works for people in terms of an online information site, you know?
Mm.
It's different when they read a book. It's different when they chat with their friends. It's different, again, when you jump onto the internet and use an information site. So we have to be very conscious at all times that we're not too gender-focused, that we're just information-based, and then we go through life transitions. Each transition of the divorce process is dealt with effectively for these people.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's men you'll find often will, you know, cruise. I notice on our statistics it's like 11 after the kids are in bed or late at night, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Our figures are very high, that a lot of people get on the site very late at night when they're on their own. And Men's Line have found in their surveys that they get most of their calls a bit after 9 a.m. The bloke gets in and they get into their office and they shut the door so that they do these things and access these personal things on their own, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Well, we get a lot of our traffic, majority of our traffic, on Mondays and Tuesdays. We get most of it during
what that means. They've had a rotten weekend.
Most of it dead smack in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
There's a lot around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
There's another boost about 8 o'clock in the evening and 4 and 5 in the afternoon.
Mm.
But the weekends, during the day, the weekend days, they're relatively slow compared to the rest of the week.
That's interesting. Okay, so we're running out of time. Any final words?
Thank you for your support. I think that this is something that, you know, we expect will be a very, not only successful business, but a successful community resource for a lot of people, and something that will affect and really help regional Australia as well, where I think there's a huge need, especially for men. And I really hope that this will be a one-stop shop of all divorce needs for Australians and really help people help themselves through, you know, what we all know is a really, really trying time.
Well, I'd like to actually say something. Thank you to you, actually, because, you know, there's going to be lots of fathers, children and wives and that are going to find help from your site. So thank you rather than you thanking us.
I hope so.
That's Melinda Poole. She's from www.idont.com.au. And don't forget, there's a new program starting up in December, which you can access through that website once again.
There's two, actually. There's the local connection meeting, and that's the 1st of December 2005.
In Sydney.
That's 5:45 p.m. until 8 p.m. and limited numbers, so book in. I just had a look at the registration process, and it's very simple. And also on the 8th of December 2005 at 12:30 in the afternoon, Bull, Son and Schmidt lawyer Nick Lettingham will be running the Settlement Without Pain, which is a webinar on divorce settlement.
Settlement Without Pain.
Online seminar.
That was Melinda Poole, www.idont.com.au. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you,
Linda.
It's Jewel Akins, The Birds and the Bees, and this is Dad's on the Air. And that's dedicated to all those visitors to idont.com.au.
We've given them a good plug today.
We did indeed.
Good service, by the look of it. we're going to end as we begin, began, naked, alone, and completely petrified. In the face of...
Actually...
Professor.
Saying petrified, I mean, isn't that one of the things about terrorism that I think it says you should be free from fear? And in some ways, is this terrorism law actually introducing terrorism by actually making you fearful to actually go out or to say something? You should be allowed to say what you want to say.
Well, of course, there's a certain amount of truth to that very old saying, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. A former family court judge, as we said earlier, has attacked, that's the former family court chief justice, Alastair Nicholson, who, as we began the show, we said was one of the most, or we believe the most, disliked member of the Australian judiciary in Australian history.
Perhaps we should have a vote on it, put a poll up.
Hold on. Win hands down.
Thing is, who else do you put on it?
He's attacked the new anti-terrorist laws. What we are discussing is a very good example of very bad law, because these laws have no relationship with justice, as if family law ever did, but rather with a perceived fear of the unknown that has been used to frighten the populace into thinking that they are necessary, Professor Nicholson said. The legislation appeared to raise a prospect that a judge or judges would refuse to hear applications under it. Now a Melbourne University honorary professor of law, he retired last year after 16 years as Chief Justice of the Family Court. And as we said previously, he left the court with a reputation at sub-zero, and himself a very unpopular figure.
I thought he'd gone off to South Africa. I reckon he should have stayed there.
When Alastair Nicholson was Chief Justice of the Family Court, he had a delightful series of clashes with former Federal Attorney General Darrell Williams. And even though Nicholson is now a private citizen, it looks as if he has succeeded in getting under the skin of a man who replaced Williams, Philip Ruddock. Private citizen.
He's
doing
not hard
very,
to do.
Very, very well on a very comfortable pension. How private is that? Here is part of the transcript of a press conference last Friday at which Ruddock, the ever stern-faced Ruddock, was asked about Nicholson's criticism of the government's counter-terrorism laws. The journalist, former judge Alastair Nicholson, said, "You definitely have not got the balance of..." And Philip Ruddock says, "I'm sorry, who's that?"
Not the journalist says,
"Former judge Alastair Nicholson. Attorney General. Family law? The family law judge?" And the journalist says, "Yeah." And the Attorney General says, "Knows all about counter-terrorism, does he? As well, does he?" And the journalist says, "He says that the new laws breach human rights conventions." And the Attorney General says, Ruddock says, "I see. He's a human rights specialist as well as a former family law judge."
Is this, says, I assume that... Mr. Ruddock is an expert in all these fields himself.
Oh, yes. The journalist says, "Well, he's skilled in the judicial process." That's a lie. "Well, he's skilled in the judicial process." And he says, "Attorney General, no. He is schooled in being able to comment on a wide range of public interest from a particular perspective that he holds." In other words, he can make comments from the lunar left of Australian politics ad nauseam.
So can Philip Ruddock, though, to be quite honest.
Would you stop mucking up the flow?
Sorry.
You'll get a case.
Flow, you know, right. Yeah, come on, you've got to admit he's my best mate, isn't he? You know.
I can hear him.
We'll dedicate the last song to the professor.